Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Alrighty, welcome back in. It is a Zach Gelb show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I actually went to Lincoln, Nebraska a few weeks ago. I saw Go Big Red take on the Northwestern football team. I was standing on the sidelines, and Emmett Johnson, he ran right past me into the end zone. And that stadium was rocking. It's always an electric atmosphere. And then the other night, I was up late watching Nebraska go up against UCLA, and Emmett Johnson, man, he put on a performance, 129 rushing yards, 103 receiving yards, and not one, not two, but three touchdowns. He leads the nation in yards from scrimmage, and right now he's been thrown into the Heisman Trophy conversation. So now welcoming us from Go Big Red, obviously with Nebraska, the star himself and Emmett Johnson on the Zach Gelb Show. Emmett, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Congratulations on all your success, and how you been?
Man, I've been good. Appreciate you having me on the show, but it's been a blessing, and I'm just, you know, extremely proud to be in this position and just keep this thing rolling.
You know, you're a really humble guy, and I know that you are a team guy first, but this last week, ever since the UCLA game, your coach Matt Rhule is leading off all your accolades and reading off all those statistics about you. He's trying to create this hype. I saw you at the basketball game last night with the Heisman Trophy kind of shirt, pushing your brand. To have the Heisman Trophy coverage, to have the Doak Walker Award maybe be in reach for you, just all that praise this week, I'm sure it's a whirlwind, but how are you kind of just handling all those emotions?
Yeah, like I said, man, it's a blessing to be, you know, in this position and having all these things and things ahead of me. But like I said, man, I'm just extremely focused on the team and, you know, winning these next two games. That's what I'm really focused on. Purposely, honestly, I'm focused on Penn State, but it's a blessing to have those things. And like I said, I'm extremely proud of my teammates because I couldn't do it without them. Like, those guys are what put me in position to do that. You know, the O-line blocking for me, receivers blocking for me. There's a lot of people that are doing work to put me in this position. And so I got to give credit to them, give credit to Coach Rhule, and, you know, what we've been doing here has been great.
You had such a special performance last week on Saturday night up against UCLA in an iconic venue like the Rose Bowl. Just how do you put that game into perspective, especially what you were able to do, not only killing UCLA on the ground, but also getting free, catching the ball, and then going through like 3,000 defenders to find your way in the end zone?
Yeah, man, that's just the versatility of how running backs are in Coach Dana's offense. And he has a perfect offense for me to show my skill set, you know, in the receiving game and in the rushing game. I thought TJ did a great job of stepping up into that role. You know, true freshman is hard, man. I know Dylan's told him some things too, but it's hard being a true freshman and coming out there and playing. I love playing in that stadium. It was amazing. Like, the Rose Bowl was really, you know, historical. And I'm just glad that we can get the win. But it was a great feeling out there, man. It felt really fun being in Cali, not playing in the cold or nothing. We was just out there having fun. And I'm just glad that we got the win.
I was watching the game. I know it didn't go your guys' way up against USC, but it was an incredible environment with the blackout. And, you know, I saw Dylan Raiola got hurt, and then I'm thinking to myself, okay, he's not going to return. Then I see him standing on the sideline basically begging to go back in, and he has his helmet on. So I go, all right, maybe the injury's not that bad, and then we find out he's out for the year with the broken fibula. Just him, I know that I'm a fan of his. I know he gets a lot of stupid hate because of all the Patrick Mahomes stuff, but what is it like being a teammate of Dylan Raiola and just that toughness of even trying to get back into that game? It's still wild to me a few weeks later.
I love Dylan a lot, man. And he's a warrior, as you can see. Like, you know, he's out there injured and he's trying to go back into the game. And that's just how much he cares about our team. And so, you know, we all love Dylan here. And I just know that, you know, it's just another step in his journey, man. It's just adversity that he's going through. But I have no doubt that God has a plan for him. And he's been supporting us throughout the whole way. So, yeah, it's tough to have him go down, man. He's somebody I can call a brother. Like, we spent a lot of time doing things in the offseason, not just football-wise, but just off the field, team bonding things. And so seeing somebody like that goes down, it hurts a lot. But Coach Rule talks about caring for our teammates, and that's what we do on the field, and that's what we did for against UCLA, was just go out there and play for each other. There's a lot of guys that we wish could be out there with us but aren't out there with us. And so just showing that we care for each other with how we play, that means a lot. And so I'm really proud of him, and I know he has a lot more, you know, a lot more football ahead.
What did you say to TJ Lateef after the game with the performance that he had? Because that's not easy stepping into a role like that, especially with the ending of the USC game. And, man, he was ready. Yeah. He delivered.
No, yeah, I told him he was a dog, man. I even told the press conference, like, the first play of the game on offense, the defense, I knew, thought I was getting the ball, and then he pulled it and ran. And, like, once I seen him do that, I was like, okay, it's going to be tough for the defense to stop that because, you know, he's able to run, he's able to pass, he's able to do different things. And so it just makes it hard for a defense to stop it. But I was really proud of him. But he told me after the game, man, he was just like, you know I did well, but, you know, if I'm slacking in practice or if I'm not, you know, doing anything well, like, he said, get on my butt about it. Like, everything that I'm doing wrong, get on me about it. And that just shows that he's willing to learn and he's willing to do what it takes to, you know, play Nebraska, be a Nebraska quarterback and help this team win. And I know a lot of guys have trust in him.
Emmett Johnson here with us. I saw you were celebrating with your lineman in the end zone. I absolutely love that. And you did have the Heisman pose. When did that start to creep into your mind about potentially doing the Heisman pose?
Yeah, man. Honestly, we played USC. I really, really wanted to win that game badly. And I know that last drive didn't go, you know, how it was planned, but it's kind of something that, you know, it happened naturally. I wasn't really super, super focused on it, but then we were in the huddle, and then, you know, O-line, everybody was in there. It was like, hey, man, we're about to go score right here. Once we score, we're going to hit the pose. And Coach EJ, my running back coach, he has a lot of belief in me. He spent a lot of time doing things with me in the offseason. And so when we were in the huddle before, he was like, yeah, man, like, you deserve it. Like, go out there and just, you know, put the word on notice. And I feel like I've been, you know, disrespected on a lot of different levels. But honestly, just making it about the team and just keeping that chip on my shoulder. So I think that was just my way of showing the world, you know, who Emma Johnson is. And I just felt like that was the right time to do it.
Why is this team so tough? Why is this team so resilient? Because you bring up a great point. USC didn't go your way. It didn't have the ending you wanted it. It didn't have the ending TJ wanted it. And that could break a team, right? Starting quarterback out for the year. You know, maybe you give up on the rest of the season. You guys just don't have that synergy there. But you guys early on, man, you were playing with more than just to beat UCLA. It felt like it was something bigger than that for you guys.
Yeah, this team is extremely battle tested. And I'll say that starts in the offseason with what Coach Campbell does in the weight room. We put ourselves through a lot of different things that are challenging, and we don't want anything to be easy. And so I think us bouncing back was just an example of our brand and what we do here at Nebraska. And it's just a what's next mentality. When things don't go wrong, we just got to stay neutral. When things go well, we got to stay neutral. And so we have a team full of warriors who are willing to do whatever it takes to win. And that's what we did. We bounced back. And I know we got, you know, more football ahead to do that too as well.
How are you able to take individually? Forget the team for a second. I know that's tough for you to do, Emmett Johnson. Yeah. but I know Matt Rhule very well. I'm a Temple guy, so he'll give you a pass for not just going team here with me. But how are you individually able to take this next step? Because you were good, right? The first two seasons, you were fine. Now you're at a different level when we talk about leading the nation in yards from scrimmage.
Yeah, man, just sticking to my everyday routine, staying grounded in my faith. Coach EJ, man, like I said, he's done a great job with helping not just me, the other running backs, but just playing with a chip on my shoulder is something I've always had ever since I was younger. And so every single day I'm out there, I practice, like, my teammates know every rep is a game rep for me. And I feel like that's gotten me to this point. You know, like, back then, you know, when I wasn't playing as much, like, just me working hard and going hard every day in practice is what led to the success now. It's the work you do when nobody's watching. And so I hope I can be an example for a lot of the younger guys here, but also, other players out there that aren't, if they aren't getting their opportunity, just to keep your head down and work, and then have faith in God, and He'll do great things for you. And so for me, like I said, all these things are cool, but every day I approach it like I'm on zero. Like I don't have anything. I haven't done anything yet. Honestly, I'm forgetting about the UCLA game, all those games in the past, and just focusing on Penn State. I think having that mentality going forward will help me, just because I'm always going to be hungry no matter what. I can do whatever. I'm going to be hungry.
You're confident, but you're also humble, and it's awesome to hear. Are you surprised by the success that you're having this season?
No, not at all. And I would say, just because I know I put the work in, it's a different feeling when it's, lucky, or you feel like, oh, I just made a cool play. But the things that I'm doing in the game, I've done thousands of times in practice. And so it's just about trusting my training, trusting what I do in practice, and just going out there and being myself. But I'm not surprised at all. And I know you guys probably are, but I'm not.
How the heck was Nebraska your only Power Five offer coming out of high school?
I don't know. It's something you got to ask those coaches. But I would say that's another thing. Like, I've always had a chip on my shoulder, because it was December of my senior year when I got Nebraska. I didn't have no other, it was Power Five at the time, scholarships. And so once I had that opportunity, I told my mom, I said, you're not going to pay for school. I'm just going to go there. I'm going to, outwork everybody, and I'm just going to put myself in a position to help the team win. And so, yeah, man, it was tough. Honestly, a lot of people ask me that, like, why didn't you have Power Five? Why didn't you have Minnesota? Why didn't you have other schools reaching out? But, God does everything for a reason, and I feel like He put me here for a reason, to be here right now in this position. So, I'm blessed for every step of the journey, and I just use that as fuel.
And you never know how the story is going to play out, especially with the transfer portal now. I know your name was in it this past offseason. You had conversations with Dana Holgorsen. You had conversations with Matt Rhule, and you elected to stay. And obviously, that investment is now paying off. How close were you to leaving? And ultimately, I know you felt like you said your calling was to be and to stay in Nebraska, but why did you ultimately stay?
I led on my faith. I took some time. It was hard at the time. It was a lot of different emotions, a lot of different things going on. But I just realized, how special this place is, how special the people are. Like you said, man, Coach Hogue and Coach Rhule, those are two, guys I have a lot of belief in, and I believe in what they're doing here for the program. And so I also knew that, like, in Dana's offense, I'd be able to show my skill set and do different things like that. And so coming back, it was bigger than just myself. It was about the people here, the humans here. I know a lot of people talk about the football stuff, but Coach Rhule does a good job of making sure that people are good outside of football. Like, he checks in on your mental health. The thing with the Cowboys that he just talked about meant a lot to a lot of people on this team, because we have a brotherhood, and we want to be able to come to him about any of our problems, and come to our teammates about any of our problems. So it's bigger than football. It's a lot of things here. And I just know this fan base is just amazing. Like, Husker fans, it's the best fan base in college football. And I know that when I come back to this place someday, they'll remember me for, like, the person I am, right, not rather than just football. And so, got a lot of co belief in Coach Rhule, a lot of belief in Dana, and just my teammates and the people that are here. That's what made that decision for me to come back. Obviously, going other places, and a lot of people talk about NIL and money and all that stuff. It wasn't about any of that. It was just about going somewhere where I'm loved, and I know that the people around me want to see me be successful, and I can just call people around me brothers. So that's what led to me coming back here, and I just know it's a special place. We got a lot more work to do.
I saw Matt build it at Temple a few weeks ago. I was there. I felt the special vibe brewing in Lincoln, Nebraska. Now the question everyone's going to ask you for the rest of the season is, Emmett Johnson going to be back next year? Is he going to be off to the NFL? Just what do you tell people when those conversations come up?
A lot of people have asked about that already. I just tell them, focus on Penn State, and just gonna go out here and attack every single game and every day. That decision will be made later on, but I'm just focused on winning games for Nebraska right now, and that's all I really care about. Just taking it one day at a time and winning this game against Penn State.
All righty, I'm a Heisman Trophy voter. There's many of us. We got three names to put on a ballot. Sell me. Why should I put Emmett Johnson when the season's over, expecting, that you continue this in the final two games? Why should I consider you for one of my three votes that I get?
Just because I'm a winner, I'm a competitor. All the stats and everything are cool, but I care about my team winning, and I'm going to do whatever it takes for the team to win. Whether that's blocking, whether that's running the ball, whether that's receiving, I care a lot about this team, and I'm a winner. So, I mean, it's kind of how I use with the MJ LeBron thing. I feel like MJ's a killer. Like, he's out there dominating. Every time I step on the field, I'm trying to dominate you. And I know you can go back and ask every team that we've played against and ask them about me and see if they respect me as a player. But like I said, man, it's bigger than myself. But if it comes down to it, I'm super confident in myself and I'm a winner. And ultimately, I know winning's fun. And that's what the whole goal of football is against other opponents. So if you want a winner, choose me.
I have a little surprise for you here. Last thing that I'm going to bring up to you. Nobody knows that this is coming. Amon Green is a very good friend of mine. He's been on this show a bunch. And I reached out to him and I told him, hey, we're going to have Emmett Johnson on today. And he sent me this long text. And Amon wants to just give you a little message right now. He sent me this right before the show. Here's a little video message from Amon Green.
Hey Zach, man, this is Amon Green and Emmett, how you doing? Zach just sent me a message that he's gonna have you on his show today, and I won't be able to come on at the time because I got another engagement thing. But I want to say to you, Emmett, man, keep rolling. You're doing your thing. The offensive line is coming together. The offense is coming together, even with the loss of Dylan. You guys, you TJ is doing your thing, just keep it up. But just know it's not over. It's just mid-season. We're a little bit past mid-season. We got a few games left. We got to finish strong to get to. We're already bowling. But it's a long road still ahead of you. I'm super excited for you, having a fantastic year, being promoted, getting hyped up as the Heisman, candidate right now. That is awesome. So keep that going. And this is from a one big red running back to another, man. Go big red. Keep doing your damn thing. Peace.
Go Big Red! I love that from Amon Green. When you hear that from a Husker legend, just what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot, man. I've got to know Amon a little bit, over the years, and I had a camp with him and Amir Abdullah, if you didn't know, in the off season. It took time to get a lot closer with those guys, and anytime they got advice from me, I always listen to them, and it just means a lot for them to be taking time out of their days to support me. And give back to me because I know there's a lot of Husker great running backs in this position that have played here before, and so it means a lot, man. I talk to Amir Abdullah a lot, like we text a lot too, and he's always showing love, man, and they're always showing support for me. And I have a lot of respect for them, so yeah, those are great guys I can call mentors in my life.
Well, hey, unbelievable season so far. I know the job isn't done yet for you. You've made that clear, obviously, in the conversation. It's been a joy to watch you this year. Good luck, good health the rest of the way, and really appreciate you carving out some time for us.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Zach. God bless.
First, here's Zach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.